Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Straight and Level podcast, where we are dedicated to presenting you with the truth, the facts, and the opinions that matter to you the most as an American Airlines pilot. Whether you're senior, junior, or new hire, we thank you for tuning in to today's discussion. The fight for truth is officially weighed off wheels. Folks, welcome to the first episode of the Straight and Level podcast. My name is Garrett Page, and I'm joined with Jeff Kerr, the lead organizer of AA Pilots for ALPA. And he and I are going to be discussing our goals and ambitions for this podcast and what you can expect as a listener. Jeff, tell me about AA Pilots for ALPA and our goals for this podcast.
Yeah, thanks, Garrett. And hey, thanks for hosting and thanks for having me on today. Hey, overall goal of AA Pilots for ALPA is to provide the pilots of American Airlines with the opportunity to make an informed choice about ALPA representation. And with that in mind, you know, we've had the email list going out for about a year and a half. We've been having advocates talking in cockpits, talking on social media, interacting with American pilots wherever we can find them. And one place that we haven't really been, one venue we haven't been, has been the podcast venue. And it used to be in the, you know, days of yore with airline pilots, you'd go to the crew room and that's where you'd usually be able to communicate with most of the pilot group, but that's just not really how pilots like to communicate anymore. So we're just trying to meet pilots where they're at in every possible venue. And this podcast is just another way to do that in a little bit more of a long form format to provide more information.
So ever since the board of directors rejected the exploratory committee's report as a whole, we really haven't had the time or space to discuss ALPA representation, what that would look like for the American Airlines pilots. And I believe that having that discussion, that conversation, is really crucial to us as a pilot group moving forward.
Yeah, absolutely. And our take from speaking with American pilots everywhere, be it people that are already subscribed to our mailing list or people that are just kind of, I would term them ALPA curious, has just been that, listen, the people want to be able to make a decision and they want to be able to make an informed decision. So anything we can do to help facilitate that is, I think, a win for the pilot group. Even if the pilot group decides, hey, we want to stay with APA or we want to stay with an in-house union or we want to try to fix our in-house union, that's fine. But until the pilots actually make their voices heard, I think it's going to be really, really difficult to lead this pilot group collectively in a unified manner.
Jeff, I can't agree with you more. It is going to be difficult. I hope, though, through this podcast, we're able to build unity. You know, I was thinking the other night to myself, laying in bed, what are three simple ways I can be of service to the listeners? And I'll give you the three that I came up with. First, give the pilots a voice. We've been told over and over again, we hear you. However, I just don't believe that's true based off the last few months, let alone the last few years. So first, give the pilots a voice. Number two, present you, the listeners, with the facts, the truth, so that you can make a more informed decision. Without listening to both sides, you're shooting in the dark. So I'm going to do my best to dig up the truth, the raw facts, and present them in an easy, digestible way so that you can make your own decision. And number three, make a positive impact so that we can become more unified and effective moving forward. Jeff, one of the most rewarding aspects about becoming involved in this movement is the fact that it is a grassroots effort. One of the examples, this podcast is by American pilots, for American pilots, in the interest of American pilots. Tell me how, for you personally, did you start on this road of this movement?
Yeah, thanks, Garrett. And thanks for volunteering your time. It's been great having you onboarded so quickly and getting you so involved. Listen, I was actually volunteering at APA. I was on the APA Economic and Financial Analysis Committee as a part-time volunteer. Really got a pretty interesting front row seat on our negotiating process and also observing our representative bodies between the national officers and the board of directors, interacting both in open and closed session. And We got a lot of great people that are trying to do the best they can for the pilot group, but I really came to the conclusion that our pilot group, our staff, our volunteers, and our pilot leadership could really use the access to ALPA's professional resources to further our goals as airline pilots. And I've only been more and more validated the more I've seen as just a member at large, and also talked to more and more pilots that, like you, are interested in getting this out to a membership vote and letting the will of the membership drive what the next steps are in terms of our representation. It's been very eye-opening that regardless of many pilots' other views on other topics regarding our career, the general sentiment out on the line seems to be that pilots want the ability to make a choice about how they're represented going forward.
How they're represented, and also how to improve things for the future. I've always been under the belief that pilots are some of the most resourceful people out there. Take, for example, the challenges one has to overcome from getting their initial ratings to gaining employment with a commercial legacy airline. We inherently develop the ability to identify problems both within and outside the cockpit. And with that comes the responsibility to facilitate the changes needed to produce a better outcome. The decisions that we make today have a direct effect on our future tomorrow. So, Jeff, moving forward, what can we expect from this podcast?
Well, you know, Garrett, I love how you just kind of tied in the, you know, just our experience as pilots being resourceful, right? And we're making decisions all the time, both before we go flying and while we're flying. And the key to that is just having access to information. And really, this podcast is just another venue to provide more information so that you can make an informed choice when the time comes about ALPA representation.
We don't want to give a spin. We don't have a specific agenda, except for the fact that we want to provide the best information that they possibly can get. You know, the volunteers that I've met throughout this movement they don't have a personal agenda. We are all on the same page as far as we want to make things better for the American Airlines pilots. But the first step in doing that is giving them the facts, giving them the information, and then having a discussion about it.
Yeah, absolutely, Garrett. And on that note, what's been really great about this whole effort and this whole organizing movement has been, I've met a lot of folks from different backgrounds that are currently on our seniority list and that are American pilots. And I think you and the other folks that are helping run this podcast are going to have the opportunity to talk with them and have conversations about the history of the industry or the future of the industry, and things that we could get access to with ALPA representation versus what we have access to now as an in-house union. It will be extremely helpful, I think, for the average line pilot who may not necessarily be as familiar with what's available in terms of representation options, just to hear what's out there.
You know, Jeff, there's an old saying that says, we must hang together, and if not, we will hang separately. And building that unity through information is a crucial part to bringing us together as a pilot group so that we can have these informed discussions.
Yeah, absolutely. And on that note, Garrett, listen, there's no secrets here. As you pointed out, we're not going to be too proud to admit when we've made a mistake or put something out that's really incorrect. We are a grassroots effort, and we're not necessarily going to be perfect every time. But we are open to discussing topics that, if you're listening to this podcast, you want to hear about. We could probably find somebody that can discuss that topic based on the rather big tent of volunteers and advocates we have supporting the effort. Or if it's just a question you have on the material we presented, we're not going to be afraid to address it. So feel free to reach out anytime, and we're more than happy to get in touch with you to make sure that we clarify any questions you might have or address any topics you might have a question on regarding ALPA representation.
So, Jeff, if any of our listeners want to become an advocate, get involved, volunteer, make an investment into this effort, where would they go to find this information?
Yeah, if you go to our website, which is AAPilots4ALPA, info, and that's the number four rather than spelled out. You'll find there's a link that you could make a contribution to the effort if you don't have time to volunteer. There's also a short survey you can fill out. That's the same survey I just referenced, actually, about the hot topics that we're seeing pop up, where basically you can just let us know, hey, you're a supporter or advocate. And then once you say you're an advocate, that'll direct you to a volunteer survey, and those answers will kind of help direct you into the right coordinator at the right base to get you involved. And if you've got any other kind of special skills, there's room to put that in the comments as well. And for what it's worth, like, Garrett filled that out, and that's exactly how he ended up doing what he's doing right now, which is hosting this podcast episode. So highly recommend doing it. We're very engaged with the folks that are filling these out. And if you haven't heard from us yet, you will soon, I promise. We're just getting all the structure and organization in place so that by the time you were reached out to, we have a job for you to do. So I appreciate your patience, and we're looking forward to mobilizing everybody very soon.
Jeff, thanks for being on the podcast with me today, and thank you for all your efforts in the spirit of getting the truth and the facts out there. We appreciate it.
Garrett, thanks for your time. Really enjoyed it.
And folks, that wraps up our first episode of the Straight and Level podcast. We greatly appreciate you lending us an open mind and an open ear. We look forward to bringing you more content here in the near future. Thank you so much, and until next time, fly safe.